Mafia Campesina, Latin America First. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Chairman. Ana Maria, the expert, has given us arguments which I wish to address. On behalf of Via Campesina Latin America, I think this issue we are discussing in substance is intended to give more responsibility to peasants when it comes to protecting fundamental elements which are fundamental to human life. I think this life is actually endangered. If we don't understand that Article 20 is intended to give greater responsibility to peasants in preserving various biological systems and systems of biological diversity, and that it is the fundamental mission of man to preserve ecosystems. If we don't understand that, then we cannot understand this article. Let us remember, today there are regions where it's no longer possible to live because of the changes which have occurred. Peasants have been displaced to regions where they cannot survive. In other words, biological diversity requires responsibility to be taken by everyone, from the peasant to the state. This means, consequently, we are all responsible. We all are responsible for ensuring that biological diversity is sufficient to preserve the common good. Consequently, Article 20 is very important. The purpose of this article is to confer upon the peasant and upon the government the responsibility for preserving life. If we don't do this, then many species will no longer exist in the future. If we do not preserve biological diversity, if we do not succeed in ensuring that there is sufficient biological diversity, then we will not be able to preserve life either. That is why Article 20 is extremely important. Via Campesina Latin America believes that Article 20 should remain.